Ghosts. When I was a child, about 8 years old, ghosts would visit me. I found it scary and inconvenient. "It's just hard," I told Ray, my mother, who was also an amateur shaman at the time. "I don't really know what they want from me. I can't really help them out. Also, it's scary."
"I see," she said. "We will probably need to ask them to go away."
"Me? Yeah, because I need to sleep and stuff. I mean, I know they're harmless, but it's creepy having ghosts around." My mom was sympathetic and prepared a burning sage-oriented ritual for the middle of my bedroom floor where the bulk of the visitations were occurring.
"So Emma's gonna need you to go,"
she hollered up into the air in a rising cloud of sagebrush.
"Good," I said. "Tell them it's nothing personal."
"It's nothing personal,"
she intoned, lifting the sage and drawing a smoke circle around us, a paper cup of water sitting nearby in case of fire. I thanked her, and she left me in peace to see if the bedroom conditions had improved. I felt a peaceful absence right away. The ghosts and I had reached an understanding, and I had a new kind of knowledge. I would be forever aware that ghosts are around us all the time. But I had made a conscious decision to be the sort of person who, though able to communicate with ghosts, would block and ignore them forever, and they would therefore not choose me or seek me out for contact. To use Urban Dictionary's newest term, you might say that I ghosted the ghosts, i.e. stopped returning texts or phone calls. That day, now standing in my quiet bedroom alone after our successful reverse seance, I felt a little lonely. Now I was free to be 8 and unencumbered and live out my life, but what were the ghosts doing now? They must have gone off to haunt a new kid who was more down to hang.